You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rubber game of the series between the Dodgers and D-backs in Arizona. Yu Darvish looking to move to 2-0 with L.A. and his doppelganger there in the crowd. First inning, bases loaded. Enrique Hernandez facing Anthony Banda.
The pitch, and it's lined to left. Dodgers lead it. That ball to the wall. Extra base. It's going to clear him. Maybe. No, two runs are going to score. Another runner coming around third. Here comes a throw to the plate by Marte. We got a play. He is safe. Ball gets by. Down to third goes Hernandez, and it's 3-0 L.A. Barrett's first pitch, and Taylor to deep left, back on it, and out of here, home run. On the first pitch from Barrett, Dodgers get the run right back. Taylor's 16th of the year, and it's 4-2 L.A. Pollock strikes out on the slide, swinging. He struck out three times tonight, brings home the pitch, breaking ball, and he struck him out. Threw a curveball, and Lamb way on front didn't get it. Goldie digs into the plate. Peralta takes off. Here's a pitch. And strike three called on the outside corner. And Goldie can't believe it. As he dropped his bat, was ready to take off the ankle protector. Has words with Rob Drake. And now storms back toward the dugout. He's caught looking. One left. We'll go to the Dodgers sixth inning. They are on top, 6-2. Here's a pinch. And a fly ball center field. Well tagged. Pollock going back, looking up at the wall, off the wall. It's in play over his head. Two runs are going to score. In the second, Turner with a two-run double. And the lead goes to 8-2 Los Angeles. 2-1 the count of the Diamondback third baseman, Jake Lamb. Swing and a ball that hits off the pitcher. Deflects into foul territory. And Lamb is out at first on a great play by Bellinger, who got that ball and then tagged the base with his glove hand. Swinging a ground ball back toward the middle. Seager's got it. Throws to first. Dodgers win it.
Kenley Jansen's 30th save as the Dodgers take 2 of 3 from the D-backs in Arizona, winning at 8-6. Yu Darvish improves to 2-0 with the Dodgers, allowing 2 runs in 5 frames, striking out 10. Justin Turner, 2 more hits to go along with 2 RBIs. Corey Seager, 2 hits and 2 runs scored. The D-backs come up short in the series finale against the Dodgers. Manager Torey Lovello spoke after.
Tough night for us. I think we battled offensively. We did a lot of things right late in the game that gave us a chance to narrow the gap. And you know, you fall down 8-2 to a ball club like this, a very offensive team that can strike you in a bunch of different ways with the bullpen they have. They're dangerous. I was proud of the guys the way they fought. It wasn't particularly a great game for us. But we played as hard as we could for 9 innings and didn't shut down, and that's what we're all about. Anthony Banda, I felt like, had that rough first inning and then really, really found a nice groove. And I know removed him after 4 innings. I just felt like in that situation we were going to try and turn the lineup over. Darvish, for me, was looking a little flimsy, and I felt like we had a chance to potentially break the game open. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but Anthony did a great job for as long as he was out there and turned it over to the bullpen where I figured we can cover 5 innings, which we did.
Was that kind of a last-minute decision for you? It didn't look like Jake was warming up until Drury started towards his home plate.
Jake Barrett? No, we had talked about it. Jake was told that if we get down to it that we're going to make the move, so he knew. He knew that that we were going to make that move. And Brandon was getting ready downstairs, and unfortunately didn't work out.
Why did you like
to
match up with Brewery against Darvish?
Yeah, there was a couple things. I thought the numbers were showing a little bit better tendency for Brandon to get up there and have a quality at bat, just a couple internal things that I really believed in that. Led me to that, and unfortunately didn't work out. I know the right on right isn't a typical matchup that you're looking for, but I thought Brandon would get up there and fight off some pitches and have a quality at bat. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Or get a good look at some pitches and have a quality at bat. Unfortunately, it didn't happen.
Are you concerned about your club right now, or is this just you facing really good baseball?
Well, like I said, this is a pretty good team that we're playing against, and they can hit you in a bunch of different ways. And you know, they're the front runner right now. They're pacing the league, and you know, it's a good marker for us. I think we go up against a team like this and see what we're all about. And that's what I was proud of. We fought hard, and unfortunately, we lost 2 out of 3. And my concern, no, minimal concern. I think we're doing just fine. Like I said, this is a good ball club we face today.
What does it say about Anthony, the way he was able to sort of calm himself down and not get overwhelmed by, you know, that moment after the first inning and kind of?
Yeah, you know, I think there's some danger there that you're always concerned about, where he threw 34, 35 pitches and gave up some runs, but it's a game of adjustments. He stepped back, took a deep breath, and did a really good job of running off 7-8 in a row. So it speaks volumes about what he's able to do and how he's able to kind of capture the moment, step back, and do what he has to do.
What specifically was going on with him? Did you see in that first?
I thought fastball command wasn't perfect, and he you know, I think the walk to Forsyth, if I'm not mistaken, was a situation where it loaded the bases and misfired with a couple fastballs, and I just feel like he was out of sync and out of rhythm, and was unable to really find his pitches. But you know, after the double by Kiki Hernandez, I think he did a good job. I think he did a really nice effort settling in and making his pitches. Yeah, I think, you know, you're just you know, following the game and following the plan, and he's doing everything he possibly can, and just made a mistake on, I think it was a breaking ball that was left out over the plate. And Kiki Hernandez has been a guy that's done very well against us. He's been hitting mistakes against us, and he came up big, and he got the game moving in the right direction for the Dodgers. I'm not going to say anything like that. No, you know, look, these umpires do the absolute best they possibly can, and I don't even want to start going there.
Is there anything you learned about how you match up with the Dodgers, or nothing unexpected?
Well, I think our guys learned that they're a first place team, and we can pace ourselves and we can compete with them. And what I learned about them is they're a very dynamic team. They're potent. They can throw up 2 or 3 quick runs and make things happen quickly. So that's what I learned. I think the players learned that you know, we're right there with them.
Up next, the D-backs begin a series at home against the Cubs on Friday.